met your husband who was in the Navy?
No, he was in the Army.
He was in the Army?
Yes.
And,
he was from Denver, Colorado.
So he was, so after the war ended, because you came to the United States?
No, he came to the States, mm-hmm. you know, and was in, Andrew Air Force Base outside of Washington.
Okay.
And I came, and the truth of it, when I came, my husband was, I got rid of everything I had at home, coming to America to make a new life for myself, think, well, you know, America the greatest. No criticism. And he was only working for $98 a month. Mm. And here I was, pregnant, left my family, everybody at home. All we could have got to live was a furnished room in a basement. 1814 15th Street, Northwest. And
I know where that is.
Yes, yes. And I used to go to the Catholic school there. Father Gingras used to be the priest anyway. And that's all we could afford. Mm-hmm. And to tell you the truth, the wallpaper was so damp that you could see the water coming through. Mm. Because that's all we could afford. When my daughter was born, the Red Cross and Walter Reed gave us the layout. We were that poor. Because 98, he's from Colorado and things like that. So that's it. And then after that, he was stationed there. He used to leave 6 o'clock in the morning and don't come back till 6 o'clock in the evening because he had to commute. And it was my first winter, and I used to look through the window and snow falling, and I don't know anybody, and I used to cry my eyes out, say, why did I leave? Yeah. Oh. But I was too proud to go back home with my hands on my side.
Right.
It was the choice I made, so I stood with it, mm-hmm. you know? So anyway, and my husband was transferred to